This is Daily Discipleship with Leroy Imes. Today, from Psalms 13 through 18, Leroy shares two verses to claim when your faith is under fire. Daily Discipleship is a radio outreach of the Navigators, whose purpose is to know Christ and to make Him known around the world. And now, Leroy Imes.
Two verses from today's reading had a profound effect on me when I was a new Christian. The Navigators had begun to help me in my newfound walk of discipleship by teaching me to dig into the Bible for myself. One day in my Bible reading, I came to Psalm 14, verse 1. The fool has said in his heart, "There is no God." I was struck by David's analysis of atheism. He did not say the intellectual has said this, or the educated, or the wise, or the man with a brilliant mind. He says the fool said it. So the fool is not someone who simply has a few vacant rooms up there in his brain, but someone whose life is lived outside the love and moral direction of God. A person without God may appear to be wealthy, powerful, successful, and wise, but the Lord says that person is a fool. Another verse that greatly helped me as a new believer came a year later. It was Psalm 17, verse 4, "Concerning the works of men, by the word of thy lips, I have kept me from the paths of the destroyer." I had transferred from Northwestern College in Minneapolis to the University of Washington, Seattle. I was going from a small Christian college to a huge state university, and I was scared. I knew at a secular school I would encounter classes taught by unbelievers, some of whom would be out to destroy my faith. So I claimed that verse, "By the word of thy lips, I have kept me from the paths of the destroyer." Every day I went to class fortified by the word of God and trusting Him to keep me. And He did, and my faith grew as I watched God work on my behalf. Now that was many years ago, but the battle and God's encouragement are still going on. Not long ago I was speaking at a university, and a young man in the back of the room called out, "I can see that you believe in God. Do you also believe in the Bible?" I said, "Yes, I do." "Then you're a fool," he shouted, and stomped out of the room. The next day I was reading Luke 24 and came across these words of Jesus, "O fools and slow of heart, to believe all that the prophets have spoken." It occurred to me that I would rather be called a fool by some college sophomore than by Jesus Christ. If you're facing ridicule for your faith today, listen to God's word and be encouraged. It is the fool who says in his heart there is no God, and who says the Bible is not true. Until tomorrow, this is Leroy Imes.
If you'd like practical help with your reading and study of the Bible, write for your free subscription to the Navigator's devotional guide, Daily Walk. Daily Walk provides a helpful daily Bible reading guide and practical insights for your personal and family devotions. Write the Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado 80934, and ask for Daily Walk. That's the Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado 80934. Tomorrow, Portraits of Christ in the Gallery of David, as we explore Psalms 19 through 24. Join us on Daily Discipleship.